This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
One of the sticking points in the president's budget that the White House released last week is how inflation is measured. How fast prices rise or don't is one of the key drivers of spending in some really big government programs, Social Security, most notable among them. And gathering all that pricing data has been a notoriously labor-intensive affair. Till right about now, Audrey Quinn has that story.
Meet George Minichello. He's searching through the meat aisle of a Brooklyn grocery store.
Here it is, pork roast. And the pork roast today is $3.49 per pound, same as last month.
Next, he looks for bacon, but he can't find the price. He heads over to the cashier.
So we're at the cash register.
Hi, how are you? I just want to get a price on this.
$6.99.
Okay, thank you very much. So the pound of bacon is priced differently. Last month it was on sale for $3.99. Today it's the regular price of $6.99.
Minichello is an economic assistant for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He's out at different types of stores 4 days a week.
You know, I almost hate to shop after doing this all day.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics has hundreds of people like George. They go out to their local stores and write down the prices of certain items. The Bureau then uses the prices to calculate inflation. It's quite a process. But up at MIT in Boston, Alberto Cavallos found another method for gathering inflation data, using the internet.
Okay, so on April 8th, the Coca-Cola Cherry Coke is $1.99. The caffeine-free Pepsi soda is $1.69.
Back in 2007, Cavallos started collecting costs of online goods. He has a computer program that scans websites' HTML codes and scrapes out all the prices.
In the U.S., the estimates of inflation we were able to obtain with online data do in fact match very well the ones produced by the statistical offices in the country.
He got the same inflation numbers using online methods as the government does sending out people like Minichello to stores. Cavallo's method evolved into the Billion Prices Project. The project now grabs about 500,000 prices a day. And while the government bureau comes out with monthly inflation numbers, the Billion Prices Project gives the inflation rate daily, using a lot fewer employees. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has taken notice. Michael Horrigan heads the office there in charge of inflation numbers. Lately, his bureau has been looking to Cavallo and the Billion Prices Project for guidance.
We really wanted to learn sort of what the process was, what the methodology was, but it also introduced us into the world of web scraping.
He sees online price gathering as a promising way the Bureau can cut down their data collection costs.
You know, this is a day and age where we're trying to figure out ways in which we can deal with the current budget situation.
Both Horrigan and Cavallo say it's too soon for the Bureau to only rely on web prices. The actual costs of things like services and real estate are still tough to gather online. But Horrigan says the government agency will slowly be using more of the Billion Prices Project's methods. And Alberto Cavallo at MIT? He's already thinking about the next index he'd like to reimagine with big data, the gross domestic product. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.